Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast where we interview business owners, CEOs, executives, whoever else I feel like. Four questions, 8 minutes and 8 seconds, because 808 looks like Bob, and here we go. Question number one, a couple sentences. Tell me who you are and what do you do?
Hi, my name is Avram Maiman. I am the president and CEO of RacerX, Inc. RacerX is a company I founded to help consumer durable brands, things like appliances, consumer electronics, and garden equipment, identify the contact information of their end consumers.
Love it, Avram. Question number two, what advice would you like to share? Go.
So when asked this question, the advice I'd like to give is what's really important for companies, particularly consumer companies, is to be able to know who their customers really are. And I'm not talking about personas or models or, you know, gross approximations. It's actually that Bob is your customer. And why is that important? Well, suppose I knew that, well, suppose Bob went and bought a car seat for their kid. And that's great. I know I shipped the car seat to Amazon or Walmart, but I don't know that Bob has it. And that's really too bad. If I knew Bob had it, knowing that he bought his first car seat and that it was mine, I could then reach out to him because I know everything he's going to buy for that child for the next 6 years and when he's going to buy it. And I can reach out to him before he goes back into Walmart or Amazon and looks at my products against my competitors. This makes my marketing far more efficient, far faster, and far more effective than it would otherwise be. How do people solve this problem today? This is actually a problem that's been around forever, and there haven't been any real good solutions up till now. There are three ways you can find out who your end consumer is. One way is to sell the product to them directly. That is great. There are higher margins when you do that because you bypass the reseller, but it's very expensive to attract that consumer to your website. So that margin gets eaten up and then to convert them. And as consumers have shown, both with supermarkets and places like Amazon, they like to go to a central place where they can buy everything they need, regardless of a specific product category. Right. Way number two would be to rely on product registration. Now, product registration, you know, those cards that you've ignored every time you bought something significant or gone online because they gave you a URL where you could register online. That's very ineffective too. Over 90% of products are never registered. Why? Because consumers find it to be a valueless exercise that just gets in the way between them and being able to enjoy that product that they just spent a lot of time and money to buy. The third way is a good way. You could put a radio into the product, make it a smart product, where the customer needs to download an app, create an account, and that way you're able to reach them and understand what they own. That's great, but not all products lend themselves to it, and it's very expensive. And in fact, in over 85% of smart appliances, things like refrigerators or washing machines, they are never connected to the internet because the consumer didn't see any value, so that's money wasted. So that's why we created our software.
Yeah, we'll talk about your software at the end there. So let's get to question number three. What other CEOs, founders, executives that you want to give a shout out to?
Well, you know, most of them I'll probably speak with you afterward because I don't want to publicize it. But I would like to give a shout out to the folks at Mass Challenge, where we were a Mass Challenge finalist, and the Mass Challenge CEOs, because they may be very interested in something like this.
Perfect. Perfect there. Let's get to question number four. Final fun question. Avram, tell me about your most epic sale.
Well, you know, I think, you know, as the saying goes, behind every successful man is a shocked woman. My wife, proposing to my wife is easily my best sale. And it's after 31 years, a sale I continue to make over and over and over again.
Over and over. Totally get it there. Love that answer there. So Avram, you have 3 minutes and 44 seconds left. We can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, whatever you want, or we can end early. I am flexible. Go for it.
So Bob, I think one of my questions is, what did you find interesting about RacerX?
I found it interesting there. I like the whole concept of basically, and again, I didn't do like a massive deep dive on your website, but the idea is that if I go to Walmart and I buy something, the consumer knows about it. I was like, that's a cool concept.
Okay. And, you know, did the idea of replacing all the paper, which is what we do, you may not have gotten that far, but what we do is we replace all the paper that comes with these products. So when you need to know how to clean your coffee maker, rather than trying to find the manual or doing a Google search where you don't really know what coffee maker you have, there might be a video. Here's how you clean your coffee maker when the light comes on. Does that ring with you at all?
Oh, that actually, that would be cool there, because there's been so many times where I've had products, I'm like, okay, I need to go figure out something. It's the Google search, making sure you do the exact name of the Google search and typing in how to, that part there. It's always a pain in the butt to go find something online for a manual.
Excellent. And in your travels, have you, I feel like now it's me interviewing you.
No, it's okay.
Have you had many interactions with consumer product companies that I might reach out to?
I haven't, to be honest with you. That's not where I usually, my network is.
Okay, fair enough. So those are some of the questions that I had for you. I mean, we are always looking for connections into consumer product companies. One of the things we're finding is what we're doing, while it's not rocket science, and I would know, is we're solving a problem that people aren't really looking at. The assumption that many consumer product companies have is that they'll never know who their customers are, and they're just focused on acquisition marketing.
Right.
And there isn't really somebody sitting there thinking about, wow, we're spend a fortune on paper that goes into the product. It's just assumed. So any help anyone would love to give us in terms of getting in front of these companies, that will really make a big difference, not to mention the sustainability angle of what we do.
Yeah, I have some ideas. We can talk offline.
That would be great. That would be great.
Yeah, that part there. So you have a minute and 20 seconds left. Is there anything else you would like to add, or we can end early and that's okay?
I think I'm good, unless you think we're missing something.
No, we're not. I think we're good there. You even got the promo time in there. So you pulled it off, Avram. Four questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
It's 8 minutes and 8 seconds because 808 looks a lot like Bob.
Gold star there. Your website, say it real quick.
Our website is racerxinc.net.
In the description, it's magic. Avram, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you very much, Bob.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I am legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media tells you to do. You all have a good day, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.